Attention, cat lovers. You can stop doom scrolling your cat videos on your phone and instead see funny felines on the big screen. Hey, this is Stuart McMillan filling in for Scott Jago this weekend. And I had the chance to hang out at High Point Theater earlier and talk to Bree Maniscalco. She's talking about this cat video fest that's coming up today and tomorrow. She's the executive director for Cinema St. Louis.
So tell us how High Point got involved with this cat video fest thing. It's nationwide and worldwide, I understand.
Yes. So it's interesting how many animal series or mini festivals there are that go around the country. For the past few years, actually, Cinema St. Louis, we're our nonprofit, we purchased the High Point Theater back in January of 23. And coming out of that year, we learned that there's all of these touring cat and dog series and festivals. So we used to do the New York City Cat and Dog Festival the first year. And then this is our second year of doing the Cat Video Fest, which has actually been more popular among our patrons. So we were very excited when they reached back out for us to be one of their venues again this year. It's a lot of fun. It's everything that you love watching on YouTube combined with personal, you know, vignettes and short films and silly little animations of cats. It's a little bit of everything for everyone, but definitely for cat lovers.
And you don't get any hair on you.
You don't get any hair on you. We did toy with the idea of letting there be cats, but with these upholstered seats, that fur would be here for days.
Yeah, the cats would never leave, really.
They would never leave.
One with the building.
Yes,
they would be one with
and
the building.
This is a big building, so it would take a while to find them and feed them.
So, why?
Why? Yeah, so, you know, when you purchase a theater like this, your hope is that every day people are coming to experience films or storytelling through film in the way it was meant to be, which is a community-based experience. And that's one thing that coming out of COVID, people are still struggling with, and I think especially the younger generations, they only know of picking up their phone and watching a movie, whether it's on YouTube or some streaming service, on their phone or their laptop. And we want people to see what it's like experiencing it with others. There's nothing quite the same as coming and watching a film, whether it's a short film or an animated film or a full feature, and hearing the audience react together. It just sort of, it not only bonds you as a group, but it enriches the entire experience. And so we've been trying, we're not what's called a first run theater, meaning we don't get all of the major studio films. We get them once they've had about 3 weeks in the main theaters. And so we'll pick the ones that fit more of the vibe of the High Point, which are more of the artistic, independent films. And then we also supplement it with our own programming. So we'll do curated screenings of, you know, classics, 80s hits, 70s films, all of those kinds of things. But then we also bring in touring festivals and series because it's something different that might attract a new audience to us. And this is one that has really, really been popular, and we couldn't wait to have it back.
Let's get some details about Cat Fest. We don't bring our cat, but the rest of, yeah, it's not bring your own cats,
right.
BYOC. Explain some of the details.
We're playing a little trick on people.
Okay.
We're having a way that the cats can still be present without being here.
Okay.
So if you are a Cinema St. Louis member, because we are a nonprofit, so annual members, if you're a member and you purchase a ticket to the Cat Video Fest, not only do you get your discount on that ticket, but also, you can send us a picture, whether it's a silly one or an adorable, cute, fluffy one, of your cat, and it may end up in our pre-show and show up on the big screen before the film starts.
Okay. Who doesn't want to see their cat on the big screen?
Right? The other beautiful reason that we love partnering with this organization that does Cat Video Fest is because they love supporting charities around the country who help animals. And that is something that's important to us as a nonprofit, is supporting other nonprofits who are just trying to make an impact like we are. So we're trying to make an impact with independent film and storytellers and making sure there's representation for every audience member. And like places here in town that serve animals, and in this case specifically cats, or maybe they serve cats and dogs, that's something that's important to us. So we are partnering with Stray Rescue of St. Louis for this year's Cat Video Fest, and 10% of every single ticket purchase will be donated back to them.
Wow, that is perfect. That is
perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to get my paws on tickets.
Yeah, I mean, we're just scratching the surface here with what we can do.
Well, I run out of cat puns, and I can't think of any more at all. No.
I can't either.
I can't either. Cat either.
Oh,
that's
one,
close enough.
One last one to wrap your tail around.
That's good. Man, you beat me.